What followed was a whirlwind of legislation. The Acts of Appeals discarded the Pope's right to rule in English church lawsuits. The Act of Supremacy made the English monarch the supreme head of the Church of England. And the Treasons Act made it a high treasonable offence, that is, punishable by execution, to deny the monarch's supremacy. Yet to come was the act against the Pope's authority, the Act of Reformation. But inevitably, the popular story of Henry VIII is also the story of six wives: Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, Anne of Cleves, and the last two Catherines, Catherine Howard and Catherine Parr. As we can now see, the two who mattered historically were Catherine of Aragon and Anne Boleyn. The divorce from the first to marry the second was what brought about the break with Rome and the position of the English monarch as head of the Church of England. Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn married in secrecy. She was already pregnant. And on September the 7th, 1533, the future Queen Elizabeth I was born. After all the agonies, the diplomatic and military risks, Henry had not the male heir he so desperately wanted, but another daughter. It's said that in his anger he went to stay at the house of Sir John Seymour. There he fell in love with Sir John's daughter, Jane. Anne Boleyn's days were numbered. Before their daughter Elizabeth reached her third birthday, Anne would be beheaded with a double-edged sword at the Tower. The administrative and constitutional revolution was led by Henry, but with the help of Thomas More and the doubts of John Fisher, the Bishop of Rochester. When they rebelled, refused to swear to the supremacy of the king, they fell, and then Cranmer and Thomas Cromwell stood by the king.
To publish or pronounce maliciously by express words that the king was a tyrant or heretic was made high treason. As the brutality of the reign increased, many hundreds were to be hanged, disembowelled and quartered on these grounds. While Fisher was in the Tower, the Pope created seven cardinals, of whom one was, as the decree announced, John, Bishop of Rochester, kept in prison by the King of England. Directly Henry heard the news, he declared that he would send Fisher's head to Rome for the cardinal's hat. Fisher was executed in June 1535, and More in July.